There was near miss in the skies above Tallahassee recently. An American Airlines regional jet nearly collided with a drone, according to an FAA official. Thousands of civilians are already launching these unmanned aerial vehicles, and there is a growing interest in drones by all sorts of businesses. This week in North Dakota, the FAA began allowing tests of drones for agricultural use. But as NPR Steve Henn reports, many of North Dakota's farmers aren't waiting for government permission.
Jim Reamer's family's been farming out here for a while.
In the early 1890s is when my great-grandfather came.
Today, Jim's family farm is 30,000 acres. And if you're from a city or live on the coast, it might be kind of hard to conceptualize just how much land that is. You know, when you're flying over the Midwest and you look out the window and you see those squares? Each of those squares is 1 square mile. Jim's family owns something close to 48 of those squares. His family's farm is more than twice the size of Manhattan. And each growing season, they walk a lot of it, looking for pests, checking on the crop's health.
You don't cover the whole field, you can't.
Enter the drones. This year, Jim invested about $20,000 in a couple of small drones to begin scanning his fields. These little drones weigh less than 10 pounds each. He can fly them remotely, or he can program them to fly themselves and collect a huge amount of data. Modern farming is a data-driven business.
From my role here on the farm, that is all I do.
If Jim's family only sprays fertilizer or pesticides on the plants that need it, they could save hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. But for this kind of precision agriculture to work, they need to know exactly where they have a problem, down to the plant.
Can they really pick out an aphid on a soybean plant?
Yes. John Nowoski is an ag professor at North Dakota State University.
The technology we know can work.
And hundreds, maybe thousands of farmers are buying little drones.
The better systems, the computer actually does the flying.
The FAA tried to ban commercial uses like this while it writes new rules, and Congress has ordered the FAA to act by 2015. But Nowoski says many farmers have decided not to wait.
No, I don't think they're going to be following all the rules. But on the other hand, they are certainly being conscious of any issues that might be dangerous.
This week, he took part in the first ever FAA-sanctioned test flight for agriculture. Getting regulatory approval took months.
Yeah, it's been very frustrating. I've not been involved in any kind of research that has taken this amount of administrative time.
Bob Becklin runs the Northern Plains Unmanned Aerial Systems test site, one of 6 facilities around the country selected by the FAA to test commercial uses of unmanned aircraft.
Our mission is to help the FAA figure out the complicated technological and procedural requirements, rules, regulations, whatever it may be, to help integrate unmanned aircraft safely.
Becklin worries that as more untrained farmers take to the air with small drones, they could endanger other pilots like crop dusters. He'd like to see the FAA require licenses for anyone flying a drone, even little ones. And someday, he'd like the Northern Plains test site to get into the business of certifying these pilots and the unmanned aircraft they fly. But many farmers say these kinds of rules are unnecessary. And John Nowoski worries too many rules could ground the industry.
You could stand, you know, from dawn until dusk and count the planes in the middle of one of these fields in North Dakota, and you're not going to see any airplanes.
And a recent federal court case has thrown into doubt whether the FAA actually has the authority to stop anyone from flying small drones. And even small farmers here have taken notice.
Hi, I'm Don Larson.
Don has about 300 acres. It's not his full-time gig, but
I'll be putting in my 46th consecutive crop this year.
But this will be his first year flying a drone.
And these lights on the bottom will tell you what your various systems are doing.
And the question is, will novices like Don Larson get the training they need to fly safely? A couple weeks ago, Don's little drone took off on him. It took him 6 hours before he found it, crashed in front of a neighbor's house. Steve Henn, NPR News, Fargo, North Dakota.